Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nephew Tommy is here right now with today's prank phone call. What you got for us, Neff?
You can't come back to church. Let's go, Kendall.
Well, why not?
Here it is. Listen.
Hello.
Hello?
I'm trying to reach Sister Charisse Mayfield.
Who is this?
Deacon Bounds from the church.
Deacon who?
Bounds. From what?
From our church?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
From here. Can you hear me good? This old phone don't work. We're good.
Yeah, my phone okay.
Okay, that I called and the deacon board didn't have a meeting as well as Pastor and they didn't have a meeting and they come to the understanding that they're going to ask you to not come to church right now because them boys of yours, Eric and James, being in jail the way they is and want you to just, I don't know if they're going to suspend you from church right now, but they think it put a bad look on the church.
My kids being in jail put a bad look on the church?
Well, that's what they come up with. Now we didn't have a meeting with the deacon board and with Pastor Stoves.
I don't understand why y'all have a meeting about my kids in the church. Well, what my kids got to do with the church?
Well, what we're trying to do is show a good example to the youth that we got there.
Okay, you can show a good example by me being there paying my tithes and offering.
Well, that's another thing that's been brought to our attention that we're going to be calling a lot of members about is people not paying the tithes the way they're supposed to.
I pay my tithes. I don't know who told you that, Deacon Barnes. I don't even know, first of all, who you are, and I'm not trying to be mean to you. And I don't even understand how you even got my phone number.
Well, now
I pay my tithes. I pay my offering. Go on your computer at the church. Call your secretary or whoever.
Well, let me ask you this, Sister Mayfield. Do you pay your tithes according to what you make?
Yes, I do. Check the books.
Well. Now, what it is that we can't check the books if we don't know exactly what you make is what I'm saying.
What I make. It's my business between me and Jesus. I give him his 10%, and that's all Mars Hill need to know.
I understand exactly where you come from, but now the main issue on the table is about these boys and being, disrupted the way they are. They don't want that to be to bleed over into the youth choir.
Wait a minute. First of all, I would appreciate if you would have Pastor to tell me this himself. And then second of all, if somebody kids is having trouble in the world or whatever, y'all supposed to pray for them, not put them at the church or they mama.
Well, we gonna pray for them, and we gonna pray for you too. But we don't want this to shed over to the youth that we got that's doing good with this.
Well, I'm gonna keep coming. Y'all can't stop me from coming to the church. I'm gonna keep coming. So I don't know who you talking to, and you tell Pastor to call me himself and tell me I can't come to. Hill, and you have nobody calling me telling me that I can't come to Hill. That is a free church.
I'm going to get the pastor called.
You get the pastor to call me because you have no business calling me telling me that I can't come to God's house.
Well, Sister Mayfield, I don't want you to get in no uproar with me.
I'm not getting angry with nobody. I don't work 18, 16 hours today. I don't have time for nobody calling me, telling me that I can't come to a church that I pay my tithes and offering at. Not that I own the church. I pay my tithes because that's due to God. But y'all really making me upset by telling me I can't come there because of my kids in their troubles.
Where was you this past Sunday, you what now?
I wasn't at church because I had overslept. And why is that any of your business?
Now, there you go being in uproar with me again.
I don't know who this is. How could you call somebody about church business over the phone? This don't make sense.
Sister Mayfield. Hello?
Yeah.
One more thing. This nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show, you just got pranked. I got you.
Oh, my God. Wait a minute. How you going to? Sorry. But y'all bogus. Y'all is so bogus. I'm like, who is this guy? We talking about church beers.
You know what I like about you, though?
What?
Ain't nobody going to keep you out the Lord's house. You going to show up and show out every Sunday.
Every Sunday, I'm coming to church in the name of Jesus.
I know that's right, baby.
Well, thank you.
Hey, baby, let me ask you something.
Uh-huh.
What's the baddest radio show in the land?
Now, do you even have to ask me that? The Steve Harvey Morning Show, baby.
Oh, I love her laugh. I love her laugh. It's
hey,
so
Tommy,
infectious.
Tommy, as soon as you say it, I got so much to tell you. This is nephew Tommy from the Steve. She hollered laugh.
Yes, I love her laugh.
Oh, my God. She was good. That was good.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
That was crazy.
Yeah.
Stupidity, baby. I bring ignorance. Jay, how was I, Jay?
That was excellent, man. If there was a word better than excellent, I can't think of it right now.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, I know who to ask now. When I do something, I know who to ask.
Beyond excellence. From the moon and back.
Watch this. Man. Junior, how was I?
Boy, you ignorant.
Shirley, how was I? It was good. You're the king of pranks.
Right. Last but not least, Mr. Steve Harvey, how was I today?
I can't believe how good you are.
Isn't it the truth?
You the best. How in the world do you live with your own greatness?
It's so hard, man.
It's got to be.
Woo!
What you say,
to
Jay?
To be who I am. I mean, it's difficult. It really is. It really is.
Steve doesn't know how you live with your own greatness.
Jay said, it's got to be hard.
It's got to be tough. It's got Wow.
It's so much excellence, you could put the excellence you have in another person and still have excellence left over. That's how much excellence you have.
That's a compliment.
You could put
see,
all
now,
that
that's
in
how you compliment
person.
Me.
And they would be full.
What? And that's for free, Jay? You're saying this? He didn't pay you or anything. Wow.
That's how you compliment you, though?
Shirley, you think I need to pay somebody for compliments? Is that what you're saying, Sherp?
touch it.
What are you saying, Sherp?
I'm just, you know, he's all
No, Shirley, I'm asking you a question. I want you to answer.
I know.
Okay.
Well,
so
let's
can you
just
answer?
See. Pay someone and we'll see how well they do. Mm-hmm. I don't think you need to.
Okay.
Jay did it for free.
Yeah, he did.
Okay. Be careful with me. Be careful with me, Shirley. Okay.
But Tommy, paid me though, Tommy. But
I just called you the king of pranks. Man. Lighten up.
I need more.
So you get edgy because you need more compliments.
Yeah. I need more.
Cash at me $100 and watch I take us out with these compliments.
Cash happy. How much?
No. Cash at me $100. Watch this. You're going to change.
We'll let your uncle close it out with how great you are. Go ahead, Steve.
Your greatness is a real asset to those of us on this show. being able to even call you my damn nephew. Man.
Whoa.
Whoa.
All right.
That's
all right. Thank you, Steve,
for
that.
What have I done to deserve such? Oh.
Wait.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.